And you know who's in tip-top condition right now? Yeah, your 6-0 Green Bay Packers. Should we be concerned they scored 24 points in a win last Sunday? That was their lowest point total of the season. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. Brian, should we be worried?
I don't think you have to be worried about these Packers. With the best record in the NFL, the lone undefeated team taking on a one-win Vikings team, the Packers are set up well for this weekend, I would say.
Talked with a lot of people that attended the game on Sunday, and they kind of said, I don't know if it was because of the Brewers that night or if they just assumed that the Packers were going to easily kind of walk through this one, but it was kind of one of the more boring games they've seen at Lambeau Field, especially no scoring in the second half.
Yeah, the second half of the game was, I suppose there's no other way than to describe it as boring. The Packers put up 24 points in the first half and then just kind of put it on cruise control and coasted the second half. And, well, I mean, if there's, you know, something to say about that game, it's that the defense shut out the Rams in the second half, so that was up to par.
You'd much rather have it be boring, though, because the Packers have put a game away than anybody that sat through the 70s or 80s will tell you when they were boring because the Packers were getting destroyed. The Packers... yeah, the class of the NFL right now, and they have a game against the Minnesota Vikings, a 6-0 record, taking that into the Metrodome, where the Packers have kind of made a second home out of in recent years, believe it or not. But you go against an unknown in Christian Ponder, the rookie quarterback. What can we expect from him and the Vikings this weekend?
Yeah, the Packers, they're not going to take them lightly. They learned their lesson in 2009 when they faced a rookie quarterback and Josh Freeman of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Packers got beat. And the Buccaneers weren't a very good team either. So I think they kind of learned their lesson then, and they're going to take Christian Ponder seriously. And also the Packers are facing a pretty good running back in Adrian Peterson, and the NFL sack leader in Jared Allen, who's across from rookie Marshall Newhouse. Not a rookie, but his first year starting in the NFL. So, you know, the Packers aren't going to take this game lightly, even though the Vikings don't have a good record. They do have some pretty good players.
The state of the Vikings is in such a shape right now where a rookie quarterback unknown is actually more of a threat than the veteran Donovan McNabb, who really, I think, has been absolute trash for like 4 years. I'd almost rather face him. And without Donovan McNabb, he's had some very tough, struggling performances this year. The Vikings have given up leads at halftime the first three games of the season. This could easily be a 3-3, 4-2 Vikings team we're talking about. So, yeah, it'd be safe not to overlook these guys this weekend.
Yeah, I would say so. Donovan McNabb hasn't been the answer for them. Kind of interesting that they've been going the route of older quarterbacks. Of course, Brett Favre before him, but they've finally turned the reins over to a rookie. And, you know, it's an NFC North game, which, you know, those kind of games in the standings at the end of the year count a little more. So the Packers will be ready for him.
At some point, I mean, the Packers are 6-0, and at some point they are going to lose a game. You don't want it to happen to your rival Vikings heading into a bye week. Is this the week the Packers' record sees a blemish on it, or are we pretty confident about another victory?
I'm confident personally about another victory. I agree. I think they will lose at some point. 16-0, I think, is just too tough to do, but I'm being convinced more and more all the time that it's a possibility, but anyway, I think the Packers come away with a victory this weekend against the Vikings on the road.
I much rather enjoy saying, Brian, how great the Packers are, Jennings so awesome, Rodgers unbelievable. We haven't had the discussion yet about what happened on this play, why didn't they go for it on fourth down there. I don't want to do that this year, so the longer that we can go without that, the better. You have a score, any kind of semblance of a score for us, Brian?
You know, I haven't thought too much about it yet, but I mean, the Packers are, you know, one of the higher scoring teams in the NFL. I think they can, you know, put up a point total in the 30s. They're capable of it. So, you know, something around that, and the Packers win, and I say they probably cover the spread as well.
And the spread's at about 9, I think, right now, even with them on the road. So another test for the Packers, a divisional test, only their second one of the season. They take on the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday, 1 o'clock. The coverage here on K107.1, the kickoff at 3:15. And to keep you prepped, game day, and up until then, you got to check out cheeseheadtv.com. I know it's Tom Crabtree's favorite blog, Packers tight end, so it's easy to make it yours as well. Brian Caravu, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.